Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and it's my pleasure and honor to begin another cycle of the study of Daf Yomi. It's the 13th international cycle. We're going to begin, of course, with the beginning of Masechet Brachot. And just a couple words about Brachot. Some of this is in the handout. Masechet Brachot, which is made up of 9 chapters, is the only Masechet of Zeraim that has any Talmud Bavli. So when we're done, we'll be immediately moving on to Seder Moed and Masechet Shabbat. Masechet Brachot has, and the reason for that is because the rest of Zeraim is all about agricultural laws, which almost completely were not practiced in Bavel, and as a result there's no discussion of them, and many discussions about issues about Zeraim appear in Masechet Bechorot and Masechet Arachin, scattered throughout other parts of Shas. But Brachot has a full treatment, and a very full treatment. Brachot, although it is only 63 daf, ends with daf Samach Dalad, none in the pagination that we follow, nonetheless has, as per the story attributed to the Gaon Mivilna, more words than any other Masechet. It's the longest Masechet, and that's due to the fact that there is a lot of Agadah, a lot of homiletic literature in the Masechet, which is why you'll find that some of the handouts are almost exclusively psukim. But the core content of Masechet Brachot is easily divisible into 4 sections. The first 3 chapters deal with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and that's where we'll begin in a moment. The next 2, Perak Dalet and Hey, deal with tefillah, the zmanim of tefillah, some behavior of tefillah, special kinds of tefillot. Perak Vav and Zayin have to do with brachot around food. Perak Vav, brachot before food. Perak Zayin, brachat hamazon. And Perak Chet and Tet have to do with all sorts of miscellaneous brachot. Again, we will begin the first 24 or so daf. We're going to deal with the issue of Kriyat Shema and all sorts of tangential and related issues, as is the style of the Bavli. As I mentioned, there will be quite a bit of Agadah in today's session. There'll be very little, but in the next few podcasts, there'll be quite a bit. So be prepared for that. In the meantime, Eimatai Korin et Shema B'Arvin. Now, the Tana immediately introduces us to Kriyat Shema, assumes that we understand Kriyat Shema, and asks a parametric question about Shema, which is, what is the time frame of evening Shema? So there's several questions to ask right away, which the Gemara will deal with, which is, what is the base assumption of the Tana that he's beginning to ask about Shema? Why is the evening Shema dealt with first? And then Me'ematai presumes that there is some sort of starting time. It doesn't mention that there's an ending time, but that, of course, is necessary, because if there's no ending time, there's no starting time. And here we go. Me'ematai Korin et Shema B'Arvin, what's the starting time, the earliest time from which you could say Shema at night? Misha'ash HaKonin Chasim L'chol B'Trumatan Atzof HaAshmura HaRishona Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And as we'll see at the very end of this podcast, it's unclear whether Rabbi Eliezer is also the author or signed on to the opening line about Misha'ash HaKonin Chasim L'chol B'Trumatan, or is only offering up Atzof HaAshmura HaRishona. But let's see what these mean. Misha'ash HaKonin Chasim L'chol B'Trumatan works as follows. If a Kohen becomes Tamei, he's not allowed to eat Truma. If he's, let's say, he got Tumat Erev, he touched a Sheretz or a Nevela or something of that sort, he goes to the Mikvah during the day, and then at nightfall he can eat Truma. So that time when he can eat Truma is the time that we're going to say is also valid for Kriyat Shema Shel Erev, and it's a time that we refer to as Seita Kochavim, huge machloket Rishonim about when Seita Kochavim is relative to what we call sunset, and we'll leave that aside. It's something we will deal with in Masechet Shabbat. Ad Sof HaShemura Rishona means the following, that there would be 3 watches, 3 guard turns or shifts of the city guards, one from nightfall until a third of the night, then a third of the night to two-thirds of the night, and two-thirds of the night until dawn. So until the end of the first watch, is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Chachamim omrim ad chatzot, until midnight. Gamliel omer ad shalom ha-shachar. Now, an interesting thing about midnight is, with the possible exception of Korban Pesach, there is no place in which midnight has an actual halachic reality or is meaningful. And therefore, we always have to look at midnight, as we'll see in a moment, as a precaution, and really something that could be done later, but for reasons of care and caution, we limit it to midnight. We'll see. Gamliel says it can be said all the way until dawn. And now, in the next Mishnah, there's a story that Rabbi Gamliel's sons came from evidently a wedding. Amrulo lo karinu et shema. So this is the middle of the night. They came from the wedding. They said, we didn't yet say shema. Amar lehem lo alam u'nashachach ha'yavim atam nikrot. And he said to them that if the dawn hasn't risen yet, literally, then you're still chayav to read. And now the Mishnah continues, v'lo zob bilvad amru, meaning it's not only in the case of Shema that Chachamim said that you have to limit it to midnight. Every time you find Chachamim saying ad chatzot, mitzvatan ad she'anu l'shachar, it's really a mitzvah that can go all night. And now we bring really a counterexample, because hektar chalavim ve'evarim, burning the fats of korbanot that were eaten during the day, or evarim, the limbs even of the olah that's burned during the day, mitzvatan ad she'anu l'shachar, are burned all night. In reality, they are burned all night, and there is no precaution there of saying that it must be done by midnight. But kol nechalim liyom achad, all korbanot that are eaten for one day are basically eaten that day and the following night all the way until dawn. But Chachamim said they have to be eaten by chatzot. So korban todah, korban chatat, korban hasham have to be eaten by midnight. Mitzvatan hashem l'shachar, but the real mitzvah is all the way till dawn. Im kein lama muchachamim chatzot, so why did Chachamim say you have to eat them by midnight? And shema by midnight. Kedei l'chik adam min avira, so that you will not fall into an avira by not doing them, and because of neglect. And the Gemara, we'll see this in a couple podcasts, we'll quote the famous story from the Tanna of Eliyahu that expands on that idea. Okay, the Gemara immediately asks, Tana hecha kai de katani meimatai. Where was the Tana holding, literally, that he said meimatai, meaning, what was he discussing that led him to say me'ematai? It's a strange way to start. V'tu, ma'ishtat tani arvid resha. Also, why does he start with arvit? Litni de shachrit resha. Why doesn't he start with shachrit? Shachrit is the beginning of the day. The answer is, and part of this is motivated by the fact that in Perek Dalet we'll see that when we talk about zmanim of tefillah, we start with shacharit. Now, Tana akrakai. The answer is the Tana was starting from the pasuk, and that answers both questions at once. Dichtiv v'shach b'chav kumecha. What does the Torah say about Shema? You have to say it when you lie down and when you rise up. So that means we're assuming the mitzvah of Shema, and we're starting with lying down time, which is nighttime. V'hachitani, so the Tana is saying, Zman kriyat Shema d'shchiva emat. In other words, the Tana, we can imagine him reading a pasuk. It says, B'shoch b'chav kumecha. And then he says, well, when is that Zman shchiva? And the answer is, M'shash akun m'chasim l'chol b'chumatan. V'ibayit ema, this answer will only solve the precedence of night over day, which is Yalif M'biyato Sholam. He starts with the fundamental piece, which is creation. Tichtiv ayir vayvoker yom achad. This may parenthetically be speaking to the fact that this is the first Mishnah, so he's going to the first mention of night and day, which is of course at Breshit, and there it's night and day. But if that's the case, that the preferred order is night and then day, then why in a later Mishnah in our Perek does the Tana first describe Birchot Kriyat Shema of morning and then Birchot Kriyat Shema of evening? And the Elitni Darvid Bereisha should be consistent and follow the evening being first and then the morning. The answer is Tana Patach B'Arvit V'Hanu Tana B'Shachrit. In our Mishnah, he started with the Tzman of Arvit. In the next Mishnah, which is really Mishnah Dalad, the Tana then deals with the Zman of Kriyat Shema in the morning. That's brought on Daf Tet. And then, Ad Dekai B'Shachrit, since he's already talking about Shachrit, Parish Mila to Shachrit, he then continued and gave more details about Shachrit, such as the Brachot said with Kriyat Shema Shachrit, Fara Parish Mila to Arvit, and then he went back and completed symmetrically that scheme for Arvit. Okay, Amar, Meshashakon Chasim Lechol B'Tumatan. Mech Dikonim Emat Koch Li Truma, when Dikonim eat Truma? Meshatzeta Kochavim. So, later Mishatzeta Kochavim, why does the Tana tell us, Mishashakonim Mechasim Echobit Tumain, which is going all over the place, just say, from Shatzeta Kochavim? The answer is, Milta Gav Urche Kamashmalan. The Tana is teaching us a whole separate thing, just incidentally, which is, Kohanim Emer Kochli Bitruma, when do the Kohanim eat Truma, Mishatzeta Kochavim? Meaning, Vakamashmalan, the Chapara Loma Akfa. Kapara Loma Akfa means that, let's say a Kohen was a Mitzora or a Zav, one of the Mechusre Kapara. So, let's say it's his seventh day, and he goes to the mikvah. He can eat truma that night, even though he didn't yet bring his korbanot the next day, which would allow him to eat kodshim. Ketanya uva shemesh v'taher in the parsha of lechem kodesh, which is truma. In parsha demor, it says uva shemesh v'taher, the sun sets and he's tahor. Biatshim shom akavtom lechol b'truma. It's only the sun setting that keeps him from being truma. Of course, provided he's waited enough days and gone to the mikvah. Ve'en kaparatom akavtom lechol b'truma. But his kapara does not keep him from that. Meaning, his kapara that brings the next day, which will keep him from eating shlamim, but and participating in kodshim, nonetheless, will not keep him from eating truma. Now, how do I know that Uva Hashemesh means the sun sets and the day is clean, meaning the day is over? Maybe Hashemesh means, I'm reading it now like Rashi, which means maybe it's sunrise. And it means the man is cleansed when he brings his korbanot. And as I noted in the piece, the Balamor has a whole different girsa based on the Gonim, which leads to the question being, how do I know that it means nightfall? Maybe it means sunset. But regardless, we'll follow Rashi's direction here. Amar Rav Shila, Imken Imakra V'yitaher. Then the Pasuk should have said V'yitaher, meaning he, the man, will become Tahor. Mai V'tahir, why does it say it is Tahor? Tahir Yoma. The day is cleansed. The day is over. Like people like to say, like the saying goes, "The Arev Shim Shavid Kiyoma." The day is set. Sun is set, and the day is cleansed. Marama Hadra Rav Shila Lo Shmiale. In this statement of Rama Rav Shila, who was a chacham in Bavel, they didn't hear about this in Eretz Yisrael, and they had the same problem. They asked, "Hi, Rav Shmiel, Biyat Shim Shohu, My Vatar Tar Yoma, To Biyat Oru, My Vatar Tar Gavra." Again, according to Rashi, the question is it nighttime or the next day? And according to the Gonim, the question was, is it nightfall or sunset? Said in Hada Pashto and Baita, they had a different solution, not from the aphorism people use of the day is sun is set, but rather from the Baita we're going to see momentarily. Because in a Baita we talk about the Kohanim eating truma, and we say a way to see that is Seta Kohavim. So you see that Uva Hashemesh means the sun sets, and Vitahir means the day is done. Now, important to note that our Mishnah represents three different opinions about the end time of Shema, and one opinion about the beginning time of Shema. However, there are multiple opinions out there about when the earliest time you could say Shema. And important to note that Rashi, right at the beginning of the Masachet, in the Mishnah, points out that the custom in France in his day was to say Arvit well before dark, and to say Shema. And Rashi's solution to that was that we really rule like the Mishnah. The Zman Kriyat Shema is later. We say Shema in Arvit in order to say Tefillah coming from words of Torah, like we say Asher before Mincha. And when we say Kriyat Shema on our bed at night, that fulfills the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Which is, according to Rashi, when you go to bed, you have to have intent that you're saying Kriyat Shema for the mitzvah, not just for Kriyat Shema Shalemita, which we're going to get to on Daf Hei. Tosfot takes aim at that and shoots Rashi with four very strong questions and comes up with different solutions based on these braitot, and the final solution is that evidently in Ashkenaz they understood that the halacha was not like our Mishnah but rather like one of these braitot that has Zman Kriyat Shema being earlier. Okay, Amar Mar. Misha'asha kon nechasim lechol bitrumatan. Or Minu, we have a challenge to that, which is Meimatakrin Shema Biarvin. From when can you read? From the time that a poor man sits down on regular evening to eat his poor little bread and salt. How long does Kriyat Shema last? Until he gets up from his meal, which means Zman Kriyat Shema is sort of a little 20-minute time zone during which everybody has to say Shema. So, there's no question that the end time is at odds with everybody in our Mishnah. That's clear. But there's the opening time at odds with our Mishnah. No, not necessarily. Maybe they just have two different ways of saying the same time, which is nightfall. In other words, the time that Kohanim can eat truma is the same time that a poor man comes in to eat his bread, because a poor man will come in late because he'll try to spend as much time begging or getting work or whatever he can do, and he'll eat on the later side. Or a minhu. So now we have a challenge to the idea that the Ani and Kohen is the same time. So now we have Rav Meir's opinion that Zman Kriyat Shema is from the time that people sit down to their Friday night meal, which is earlier than Seita Kochavim. Chachamim Misha Shekulim Chazakain Lechol B'Tshuvatan. Chachamim take the same position as our Mishnah, which means Rav Meir can't be the same as our Mishnah. Siman Ladavar Seita Kochavim. This is the bright that we saw invoked earlier. What's a way of seeing when Chacha Kohanim can eat Truma? That is when you have Seita Kochavim. Ba'av B'Shein Raya Ladavar Zechol Davar. And we can prove to you, while not exactly prove it, we can show you an illusion that it's nighttime only at Seita Kochavim. From the following description of the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem under the leadership of Nehemiah ben Chechaliah in the 5th century BCE, Shinemar, and Sefer Nehemiah, it says, V'anachu osim b'mlacha v'chetzeh machzikim b'rmachim melot ha-shachar at Seita Kochavim. We're working on the walls. In the meantime, half of the guys are holding on to spears to defend us and protect us against our unfriendly neighbors, the Shomronim, from dawn until nightfall. V'omer, and it also says, V'ayulanu halayim l'mishmar v'ayom l'acha. And nighttime was guard time, and daytime was work time. Now, my V'omer, why did the bright have to add that second pasuk? The answer is very simple. V'chitei mechi arishim shalel yehu. Because you could argue that nighttime starts at sunset. These guys were just working extra late and starting extra early. So therefore, we brought the pasuk to show you, no, that's what the definition of Laila is. Laila starts at nightfall and ends at dawn. And therefore, that's when Zman Kriyat Shema is. But of course, it's not an ironclad proof, because maybe the rules for Kriyat Shema are different. Now, that's the bright. So we started with an assumption that the time of the poor man eating and the time that people sit down to eat their Friday night meal is the same time. And if that's the case, then if the Ani and the Kohen are one, which is what we were trying to prove before, then there's no disagreement in this Braita. Everybody's on the same page, which doesn't make sense. So we're starting with the assumption that the Ani and Bnei Adam are the same, therefore Ani and Kohen are not the same. So who says? Lo, ani the coin chad shiuru. The ani and the coin are the same time. V'ani v'nei adam lav chen chad shiuru. Meaning, an ani comes in to eat at nightfall, and that's when kohanim can eat truma. And a b'nei adam come in earlier to eat their Friday night meal. The b'nei adam are the odd man out. V'ani the coin chad shiuru. But can you really say that ani and coin are the same time? Ramina, watch this challenge from yet another bright time. Five opinions here. From the time that it becomes Shabbat, meaning you can make Kiddush, which could be as early as Plag HaMincha, could be very early. Which is the same thing as the Chachamim in the previous bright in our Mishnah. From the time that Kohanim go to the mikvah in order to to become purified for their truma, which of course is very strange because that happens during the day. By definition, it must happen during the day, and therefore, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Alo Kohanim Modiyom Hem Tovlim, Kohanim go to the mikvah during the day, and we'll see what Rabbi Meir's answer is in a minute. Rabbi Chanina Omer Mishah Sha'ani Nichas Tachol Pitov Melech. There's our Ani. So Ani and Bnei Adam and Kohanim are all different times. Rabbi Acham, Rabbi Acham, our fifth opinion, Mishasher, Obnei Adam, Nechassim Lahasev, when most people come in to eat their regular meal. V'yamart, Ani v'Kohen Chachiru, so if the Ani and Kohen are the same, then Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua, then you have two opinions in this bright, they're the same, and they're not disagreeing. Hashram, Nashiur, the Ani Lechud, Shur, the Kohen Lechud. So we see the Kohen, Ani and Kohen are not at the same time, and Bnei Adam are also not at the same time. Shmamina, so Heminayim Yuchar, which of the Ani or Kohen is the later time? Mistamber da ani muchar. Makes sense that the ani is later. Why? Because the amar da ani muktam. If you think the ani is earlier than the kohanim, Rabbi Chanina hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Then Rabbi Chanina, who said the poor man is the same as Rabbi Eliezer says when Shabbos starts. Alav shma mina da ani muchar. Must be that it's bnei adam, then kohen, then ani. Shma mina. Okay, now we just analyze two things about these brightot. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, alo kohanim mod yom hem tovlim. Rabbi Yehuda challenged Rabbi Meir and said, how can you say that it's from the time you go to the mikvah? Go to the mikvah has to be before nightfall. That could be in the middle of the morning. Shapar kamar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. So as we say in Yeshivish, Rabbi Yehuda said good, meaning his challenge was an effective challenge, and how would Rabbi Meir answer? Rabbi Meir, achi kamar lei, this was his answer, or this, we were reconstructing. Misara ta'ana ben ashmashot tidach kamina. I'm not working within the construct of your Ben HaShemashot, which means Ben HaShemashot, according to Rabbi Yehuda, starts at sunset, and you have to go to the mikvah before that. Ana Ben HaShemashot Rabbi Yossi Kamina. I'm using Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashot, which is at the very end of what you call Ben HaShemashot, which means that according to Rabbi Yossi, and according to me, you can go to the mikvah after sunset and still call it daytime. Benishmash is like the blinking of an eye. One comes in, one comes out, and you can't even identify when it is. So he says it's the very end of that time. So therefore, I think you go to the mikveh after sunset. So that's the time that I'm talking about. Okay? Kashtra Meir Adur Meir. So we now have a problem, because Reb Meir here says the time the kohen will go to the mikveh, and in the earlier brayta, Reb Meir said, from the time that people come in to eat on Friday night. The answer is Treitano Reb Meir. There's two versions of Reb Meir. Kashtra B'Eliezer, Reb Eliezer. Now we have a problem with Reb Eliezer, says, Shekinei Shayim Barbeir Shabbatot, and our Mishnah, in which he evidently said, so Treitano Reb Eliezer. The answer is the same answer. There's two versions of Reb Eliezer's opinion. As I mentioned when we studied the Mishnah, it's possible that the Reisha is not Rebbe Eliezer, meaning that the opening line in our Mishnah is a consensus opinion and not Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer didn't subscribe to it, and therefore Rebbe Eliezer only contributed Mishad Atzof Hashmurah, which we're going to deal with in the next podcast. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.